This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hagiani. India and Angola today exchanged several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine and culture. In his press joint statement, Prime Minister Modi stated that India is committed to take firm and decisive action against terrorists and those who support them. The Prime Minister announced that the defense credit line of $200 million has been approved for the modernization of Angola's forces. India has suspended the exchange of all categories of inbound mail and parcels from Pakistan in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. In a statement issued today, the Ministry of Communications said the government has decided to suspend the exchange of inbound mail and parcels through both air and surface routes. The 8th National Community Radio Conference was organized by the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the Indian Institute of Mass Communication on the sidelines of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves in Mumbai today. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan honored 12 outstanding community radio stations with the 10th National Community Radio Awards at the event. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today inaugurated the Khelo India Multipurpose Hall at Raga in Kamle district. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandavia emphasized the Government of India's commitment to inclusive sports development, particularly in remote districts. He said this initiative reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of nurturing talent from every corner of the country. He further said Arunachal Pradesh has immense potential and facilities like these will create opportunities for youth to shine in sports and contribute to nation building. The Union Minister also interacted with local youth and sports persons. Meanwhile, State Ministers Kento Jini and Nyato Dukam, along with local MLA Rotom Tebin, were also present. The Met Center Itanagar today forecast that Kradadi, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjau, Longding, Tirap, Changlang and Lohit districts are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorms with lightning very likely at isolated places. The World Press Freedom Day is being observed today. The theme for this year is Reporting in the Brave New World, the Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Press Freedom and the Media. On the occasion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post appreciated the courage and commitment of the journalist. He urged all to continue to defend the freedom of the press, which is the cornerstone of every democratic society. The National Textile Day is being observed today to celebrate the rich tapestry of India's textile heritage, a vibrant symbol of our identity, creativity and craftsmanship. Deputy Chief Minister Chow Namin in a social media post said, in Arunachal Pradesh, the diverse handloom traditions are a testament to the skill and resilience of the weavers, especially women artisans who have preserved these legacies across generations. He urged all to celebrate and promote indigenous textiles, empowering the artisans and strengthening cultural pride. One-day workshop cum seminar under the Comprehensive Handicrafts Cluster Development Scheme of the Union Ministry of Textiles was organized by the State Department of Industries along with the National Institute of Fashion Technology, Kolkata, at Zero in Lower Subansiri district today. Over 70 artisans have participated in the workshop. Meanwhile, the workshop aimed at enhancing craftsmanship of traditional Arunachal handicrafts and handicrafted textiles and to help them expand market reach. Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts have been included in the Vibrant Villages Program 2. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah regarding it. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said, this visionary initiative will greatly uplift the border communities by ensuring improved infrastructure, livelihood opportunities, road connectivity and telecom along with access to better education. Nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2025 are now open for children aged between 5 and 18 years. The last date for submission of nominations is 31st July this year. All nominations must be submitted online through the official Rashtriya Puraskar portal. Any individual or institution may nominate children with exceptional achievements for the award. Children may also apply through self-nomination. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.